Yeah, we have a Rocket return after a 6-17 year in 2019-2020, kind of a rebuilding year for the Rockets. And joining us now to talk about 2020 is head coach Matt Wilken. And coach, I appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to be with you. Nice to be back visiting with you. So see what we know.
Coach, it's always fun to get a chance to talk to you. You and I chatted for a while before the show here today. So I know I brought up 6-17 last year. I think a lot of people knew going into last year you had graduated almost everything from the year before. So you knew it was going to be somewhat of a rebuilding year, but a lot of young guys got some experience, which should bode well for this year.
I would say so. We had some open gyms, and it was kind of good to see how much the kids had grown, both, you know, mentally and physically, when you get going and watch them play, and how much better they were. And so that was a good positive sign. And, you know, last year going 6-17, like you said, we knew it was going to be a rebuilding year. I was happy with how the year went, to be honest with you. I wasn't satisfied. I thought we could get close to 500. We had some games where we got close, but very happy with how we come out and we got better through the year. And I think that was going to be a good building block for this year. I think we learned a lot last year. I really do.
Where do you anticipate this team being better at the start of the year?
But to be honest with you, being better physically. We're bigger, we're faster, we're stronger, just in stature, you know, boys growing up a year. And I think we're going to be deeper. We got a few kids last year that we're not quite ready to play, that through the year and through maturity and through playing other sports, you know, going out for baseball and playing football again and just being part of the team aspect, I think just being in competition is going to help them. And I think that's really going to bode well for us this year when basketball gets going here for full speed ahead.
Coach, what's been the focal point here these first several days of practice to get you guys ready for the season?
You know, we don't have a ton of time, so we kind of jumped right in, you know, and focal point is playing better defense. We were not good enough last year to play man-to-man, which is kind of our staple, you know, and we played more zone than we wanted to, and we were not great at that just because it's same thing. Even when you're playing zone, you still have your man-to-man principle. So we've been working some on that to start, and the big focal points are trying to get us to see what kind of shape we're in, pushing the ball a lot. We're working on shooting, you know, but that takes time. That's done more in the offseason than it is during the season. And really working on defense, you know, knowing your principles, knowing where you're supposed to be at, and communicating. So 3 days in, we're really working on communicating, talking, and I like a lot of what I've seen just by communicating. The thing I probably like most, or a focal point is about being a good team and being good teammates. Is our kids are really good at encouraging others, maybe during a running drill or a shooting drill, and I really like that out of our boys right now.
Coach, do you feel like you guys are going to be able to go back man-to-man more this year, or will zone still be a pretty important part of your defensive scheme?
I tell you, by the end of the year, what our record is. we're going to go back to it. We're going to try it, you know, a lot more. We'll try and mix it in, but we're going to go back to a lot more of the way, you know, we like to play. We're a little bit more mature, a little bit more better physical, and we're a little bit deeper. So I think that's going to work, and we have a few more kids that can play this year, so I think that's going to help too. We want to, you know, get out and do that, push the pace and play a bit more aggressive defense. You know, you get a little bit more tired than that, so we got a few more kids that can step in and help give us a little bit of a break. So I think that's what we're going to try and hang our hat on again.
Coach, offensively, I just heard you say you want to get out and run more. If you're not able to get out and run and get those easy buckets, what will we see offensively from this team?
No, not much is going to change. We have our offenses that we kind of run, and then we have, you know, some sets. So we have enough guys that are can take the ball to the hole. I think that's really going to help. Last year, I think looking at stats, Jeff, if I remember, we might have shot, I think it was 7th, but I'll say in the top 10 of all classes, number of three-pointers attempted in the regular season. So that's a lot. I mean, we shot a lot of threes, which was fine. The kids like it, but we need to take better shots. You know what I mean? Some were rushed a little bit, but I'm fine with taking quite a few threes, but I really want us to take better shots. I wanted to go inside out, and I think if the kids can take the ball to the hole, if you can get an easier basket, let's try that. And a thing that I think that's really lost in basketball now, and some people are going to cringe on this, but you won't change my mind, is nobody likes that 10 to 15 foot shot anymore. You know, the mid-range game is such a lost art, where if you can take the ball to the hole, you don't have to get all the way there. How about we get in here and shoot it before people come to you? So we just don't see enough of that anymore. And we've been working on it a little bit. And I just tell the boys that I'm kind of good with wherever they shoot it. I just want them to get, you know, in rhythm, feet set, and take a good shot, and then we'll see from there.
Coach, you mentioned you got a lot of guys coming back with experience from last year. Will Regaler, one of those leaders. Andres Cruz, I thought, gave you some good minutes last year as well at the guard position. Who are some of the guards, along with Will, that you're going to be kind of putting some pressure on this year?
Will, he's a horse. He's kind of reminds me a lot of Drew Shirky. He can really guard. Like, I've noticed too so far in open gym practice, he's really to the level where he can guard your best player easily. So I rely a lot on Will. We got a kid transferred over that came over this area from Carroll, Zach Schimmer. He seems that he can really get up and down and play, so he's going to help us a lot the way it looks. So he'll be another guard. And then, you know, Andreas played a lot of ball this summer. He's definitely, he's only a sophomore, but he's got a pretty good mentality of basketball. He's been playing a while, so can lean a lot on him. And then we have, you know, some other guys. Kyler Cleveland got a lot of good minutes last year as a freshman. He'll be between a guard and forward. A couple guys that were on the varsity last year didn't play much, you know, Jeffrey Molina and Connor Kirsch. One's a senior, one's a junior. They've showed that they've definitely improved in a year, so they'll get their turn to get minutes. Looking at some of them, you know, as far as the guard court goes, I would say that would be a lot of my focus on them guys as being guards.
How about the wing and the post?
Braden Kirsch is really, I think he's up to about 6'2". He's kind of more of a 2 or 3 last year, and he'll be more of a 3 or 4 this year, but he's really long, athletic, can run. So he'll definitely be that. You know, and Cooper would be, I'd say, between a wing and the block too. And as far as the wing goes, you know, that's kind of where that stems right there for guys old enough to play there. And I think, you know, if you look down at the in the post area, you'll have Damon Ehlers and Callan Cleveland were there a lot last year. So, and we got a 6'5 freshman that is going to have a chance to, he's pretty raw. He really hustles. I like how much work he puts in, and we'll see, you know, how much playing time he can get. You know, we got a couple, I guess, too. Mason Burgart, he was on the varsity team last year. You know, he shows flashes of really knowing what to do. We're working on his conditioning. And we got some other young guys that are not quite ready for the varsity level yet, but they might be on the team. Hardy Molina, he's a freshman that might be in the guard crew, too. So we got some kids that really have some good basketball IQ I really like, but I guess we will see what as far as holding up to when it's a whole other level when you're at practice and you're just going through drills and stuff to when you get in the actual competition of running a fast break, running into a set. You know, some of these guys get the deer in the headlight look, and it's, you know, my job to help them out and get them straightened out and relax. And I really like, though, Jeff, how engaged some of these kids are, and they're asking questions all the time, and the amount of desire to get better I've seen in 3 days is one of the things I like more about this team than I have for, you know, some of the other teams that we're just getting going in the beginning.
Coach, non-conference-wise, you guys don't get a tremendous amount of games in any year because of the size of the conference, but Ridgeview, Westwood, Sloan, I think some of those non-conference games, what do you think in Audubon as well? What do you think about your non-conference schedule?
I like it. I think we have Storm Lake, St. Mary's, and Logan also. So, you know, Logan will be a good test. I think they might have a 6'10 kid. And our Audubon's athletic. They gave us fifth last year. So I'm hoping, you know, we should be more athletic here. We should hope to get a better game. Storm Lake, St. Mary's is one of our wins last year. They should be better too. They had a really good sophomore point guard, so I like it. You know, Ridgeview was good last year. They kind of stuck it to us, and they got a lot of kids back. So, and Westwood, you know, will be kind of like the same as they are. We're solid, physical. So I like our non-conference as far as, you know, tests. We lost Red Oak, so I wish we would have kept Red Oak for us. It was a bigger school, and I really liked playing them, but you know, as far as that, what we got now, I like the 5 we got.
Coach, let's talk Rolling Valley Conference. You guys had dominated it for a long time, kind of took that year off last year. Do you find yourselves back in the mix this year, and who are the teams you think will be the teams to beat?
That was awful nice of you, Jeff, saying took the year off, because we sure did. We looked at it from the bottom side once, but I hope to get back here. You know, last year we wanted to try and get towards the middle, and I thought we could have, and if we would have got 3 or 4 of the games that we were close in, we would have been towards the middle, but, you know, it wasn't that way, and you are what your record is, so we looked at it from the bottom once. You know, is it a big deal? No, but we did tell the boys, you know, that's one of our goals. He said we want to get back up in the top half and compete, and I think we should be able to. Really, you know, it just depends on how we go defensively. But, you know, Booyah Valley's got quite a bit back. They lost to 2 big boys, but they got a couple really good guards, and Woodbine's got their stud back and a couple other guys inside, so they should be pretty decent. Coon's going to be there in guard all the time. You know, they have Ober and a few other guys back, so Corey down there will have them, you know, playing good defense and hanging in the game all the time. And, you know, Peyton and Glidden both have some guys back, so what they are. So, and Cam will be pretty soon. So I really think the conference will be pretty good. West Harrison's got a lot of those freshman boys back. So the conference should be pretty decent. And I just hope we can compete with it. And, you know, a good start to the year would really help us too, I think. I think if we have a good start to the year and get some confidence, I really think that would go a long ways for us, but, you know, I guess we'll see about that.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk to you. Look forward to catching up with you as the season goes on.
I really appreciate it, Jeff, all the time, all the coverage you do, and you know, we were talking beforehand, if people knew all the stuff that you people on the radio and the, you know, and the broadcasting do for us and all the extra stuff you guys are doing out there to help get it, information out for what the kids are doing is a pretty good deal. And we're lucky to have you guys around here. I don't know if people really quite understand the extra time you guys are giving the kids for that. I hope they're appreciative of it.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate it. Matt Welkin again with the Arweva Rockets. We'll step away. Going to talk ESAC basketball coming up next. You're listening to the Boys Basketball Preview Show, brought to you by Carroll Eye Care Associates, Corn Belt Telephone, D-Max Carroll Campus, Pepsi Bolt 24, Quant Auto, and Uptown Sporting Goods.